Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See, and I'm here in the studio with David Greene of Morning Edition. Hi, David.
Hi, Linda.
I'm always so happy when we get to talk.
Well, likewise. I'm happy when we get to talk.
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited. I don't know how to explain to you. I'm very excited. Tell me about the interview that we're going to listen to today that you did for Morning Edition.
Well, it's with DJ Khaled.
What?
I know.
Major key alert.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Yeah. He was pretty fun. And I have to say, he was a little hard to get the first time we had an interview set up. And it was all scheduled. And we're waiting and waiting, thinking that he was on his way to the studio. And then he started snapping from his hotel room. So we were able to know that he did not come to the interview. But we forgave him.
That's the good part. You always know where he is.
You do. You can't. He can't hide. And he wasn't hiding.
Yeah.
And I had to decide whether to bring that up in the interview or not. Like, hey, remember that thing we had scheduled?
Bring it up?
I did not bring it up.
Oh,
I know.
David.
I'm sorry.
And if you're not familiar with DJ Khaled, he's a DJ. He's the all I do is win, 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 no matter what guy.
Yeah.
And also, he is maybe the biggest Snapchat star of all of them.
Yeah, he just snaps and says where he is. And I mean, just hordes of people just show up. Like within minutes to come see him.
And he recently had a baby. And so now you get a lot of Snapchats of this very adorable baby just with him, like rubbing the baby's head. And it's just, it's very awesome.
You even saw the baby born
on
Snapchat, which, that happened.
It's shocking. Anyway, I cannot wait to hear this interview. David Greene of Morning Edition talking to DJ Khaled. This is an extended version of what you might have heard on air. You should listen to Morning Edition on your local NPR station. But we're going to hear a little bit more. So let's hear David Greene and DJ Khaled.
Can you, for people who don't know, can you just explain what the keys are, why you use that term?
Well, the keys, man, you know, is the keys of success, keys to life, you know what I'm saying? Keys of winning, keys of joy, keys of happiness. The keys never run out. You know, each key leads to the next key.
Okay. So these aren't keys dangling on a keychain. These are like the keys to success in as you see it.
Yeah, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with having some nice keys that will inspire you on a chain, because I have one, you know what I'm saying, it's to remind me that the keys are so important, you know what I'm saying?
You have physical keys, I mean, you have...
Of course,
okay.
Of course.
I bet those are some cool keys.
Yeah, I love them.
What do they look like?
Well, you know, the emoji that everybody has on their phone is, you know, the key that I'm vibing with, you know what I'm saying? If you see the cover of the book, I have a lion with the key in his mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, and then every time, you know, if you text me, I'm gonna hit you back with a key, with some type of key, you know what I mean?
If I text you, so what if I texted you right now, like, hey, what's up? How's New York? What key are you gonna throw back at me?
It's a cold world, bundle up, key. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's very straightforward and honest, but you got that quick. That was good.
Yeah, and that's how the book is, you know what I'm saying? The book is straightforward, honest, and it's real. Life situations that I've been through, and that's why I'm giving you the keys that I've been through, you know what I'm saying? Because when I was coming up in the game and growing up, they hid the keys from me. So I'm going to give you the keys, you know what I'm saying? Because I got the keys.
Uh-huh. They hid the keys from you. Now, they is a very important word in your book that comes up a lot. Who are, quote, they?
Well, they are the people that don't want me to do this interview with you. You know,
well, I don't like them either. Then we gotta find them.
They come in so many different forms. You know, they is just so it's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? They are the people that don't believe in us. That want us to lose.
The doubters.
That want us broke. That want us finished. More than doubters.
They're haters. These are haters. I mean,
more than haters.
More than haters.
You know, it's definitely a form of a hater. Absolutely. But they are the people that we need to stay away from. You know what I'm saying? I remember, you know, I had somebody actually come up to me and say, Khaled, you will be nothing, you know, stop what you're doing, you know, you're just a DJ, you're going to be local forever, you're not going to be able to succeed.
Huh.
Not only did I make 9 albums, and I'm working on my 10th one, I'm also Grammy nominated. You know what I'm saying? For rap album of the year.
Yeah.
I just got nominated. Like,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't listen to they. I didn't fall for the trap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You have figured out a way to not necessarily be politically correct and to speak the language that some young people speak and also really inspire them.
Yeah, it's the culture. It's the culture. But at the same time, But this cloth talk and this special cloth alerting, you know.
Cloth talk. You got to help people understand what cloth talk is.
Well, cloth talk is what we're having right now. We're having like serious talk.
You and I are having cloth talk.
Yeah, we're having cloth talk, and it's like, you
it's
know,
deep.
Just having real talk, but authentic, you know, this is it. This is
the
this
whole
is,
with this, the holy grail of conversation.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Well, can I tell you my favorite of your keys?
Please tell me.
Our program is Morning Edition, and our staff, we're obsessed with sleep because none of us get enough of it. We have to
Man,
wake up at ungodly hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Have a lot of pillows. I love
yes.
that. We need
yeah.
pillows.
Yes.
Do you mean that literally?
I mean that so literally. I'm talking about you have to rest your greatness. You know?
Well, thank you. Yes. I'll think about that as I go to bed tonight.
And
resting my greatness.
It's a very important key. Like, you know, I have a lot of pillows in my bed, my tour bus. Like, you know, every time I turn, there's a pillow. You know, if I turn to the left, the right, if I turn my whole body, if my leg moves, there's a pillow on the left and right side of my leg. It's just pillows everywhere. I love pillows, and I think it's important to rest. When you get that opportunity to get rest, you know, you can rest your greatness and your body and your, you know, that God has blessed us with. You have to embrace it and do it right, you know?
Khaled, do you have the book with you?
Yes, I do.
Could you read a little from page 126, the Have a Lot of Pillows section? I'd love people to get a feel for your writing.
Hold on. Have a lot of pillows. They don't want you to have a lot of pillows, so I make sure I have a lot of pillows. It's a major key to rest your greatness. Pillows are important when you sleep, when you're supposed to sleep. You got to sleep like a king or a queen. Every time you turn, there should be something comfortable to greet you. And that softens, reminds you of parts of your body, it's time to relax. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do. I don't even know how to just, I'm connecting with you. You're making me feel that pillows are so important. I mean, most people would just say like, you know, dude, like get some good pillows and go to bed. But there's a poetry to how you do this. How do you come up with these?
I'm just being me, man. You know, I don't come up with it. I don't sit there and just think, hey, I'm gonna come up with something. Nah, you know, it's just me that just comes out of me. Like, you know, when you ask me a question, I have the answer, at least an answer that I want to give you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, today I was with somebody on my way over here. You know, he was asking me a question like, you know, you think you need help when you do interviews or because, you know, your career is going on a higher level. I'll say, yo, bro, you're wasting your energy. I'm born with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying I don't want to learn something I might not know. I told the man, and I told you in this book too, that knowing is better than learning. I know it sounds kind of weird because you have to learn to know.
Yeah.
But some things that you just know, like for instance, you know, if you know the stove is hot and it's hot, why touch it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know it's hot. Like, don't touch it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
yeah.
just know.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things that I know that I like. You can't teach me something that I know.
I literally am thinking back to a moment a few days ago when I touched the stove to see if it was still hot, which was really stupid. Yeah.
And that's what you call playing yourself.
Yeah.
I just know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm blessed.
Well, let me ask you about a certain situation because this is actually a moment that really made you even more famous on Snapchat. It was the night you seemed to get pretty lost riding a jet ski all around the harbor in Miami. What happened?
Well, the jet ski thing was basically, you know, I love a jet ski, and I was at home that time around the house. I was doing my landscaping. I just got done doing my new backyard. I got some new jet skis. I'm out there jet skiing. I love jet skiing, so, you know, my fans have seen me jet ski. And
things,
you know,
seemed to be going well. Like, you were just taking a nice little relaxing tour.
And believe it or not, I was going through a hard time at that time.
What was going on?
It's towards the end of the year. You know, everybody gets towards the end of the year.
Yeah, you get reflective, you know, and
yeah, you're reflective,
a little insecure about what you didn't accomplish,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
And at that time, I was going through so much that I woke up and I told my queen, I was like, you know, I want to have a baby because I'm going to answer your jet ski question, but I just want to make sure I want to explain to you what was going on at the
time. No, I know you snapped the birth of your baby,
yeah,
which many people saw. So go on. I'm sure a lot of people would love to hear this.
I told my queen I want to have a baby, and I always wanted to have kids. And I was just like, yo, it's the right time to have it now. And a normal person would say it probably isn't the right time to have it now because at that time, you know, I was trying to figure out how to take the career to the next level, meaning as in financially and making sure that I could take care of my family as well as my mother and father and everybody that needs my help. But at that time, it was a little rough because I was investing all my money into my music and my business. And at that time, I was 100% independent. I was hoping a deal was about to happen, and it didn't happen. And so it kind of put me in a situation because I put all my money up. But at the end of the day, as I never panicked, I was like, you know what? It's going to come in abundance later. So I was telling my lady, I want to have a baby now. You know why? Because I was like, money and all this stuff means nothing because that doesn't make me happy.
As you're saying, your fiance could have said, Khaled, you seem stressed out. There's a lot going on. This is not the time.
Right. And, yeah, you know, so I told myself, I know my son that I'm blessed to have me having a baby. That's going to be my happiness and that's going to be my joy. And my son is my biggest blessing. And that's why all these blessings is coming upon me is because of my son. You see what I'm saying? Because I live for him and I know what life is really about now. Are you a father?
I'm not yet.
Okay, so anybody that's a mother and father is going to understand what I'm saying. It's a different type of love, and it's a different type of joy, and it's a different type of feeling. If you thought DJ Khaled go hard now, I ain't got a tired bone in my body. You know what I'm saying? I'm Achilles from Troy. You know what I'm saying? I'm 300.
Your son's really energized you.
Yes. So now I'm blessed. I get my queen pregnant. Now I'm jet skiing.
So you, okay, let me get the timing straight. So you talked to her about this. You said you wanted to have a kid. She was game. It was a good moment for that. She's pregnant and you're having a reflective jet skiing.
Basically, I'm not letting nothing come in my spiritual moment of me just being at home. I didn't leave my backyard and my house and the ocean for 2 months straight.
You needed to get out.
Yes, I needed just to like, you know, I was playing my beautiful reggae music, conscious music. I was jet skiing and I got pulled over. And when I got pulled
like
over
by the Coast Guard?
By the Coast Guard. Okay. I always get pulled over by the Coast Guard, by the way.
they know you. They know you,
yeah,
by
they
now.
They know me very well.
Oh, there goes Khaled again. He made a exactly. Right turn on red. Uh-huh.
But this time I got pulled over because I jet skied kind of far. I went to go visit my friend Ross. He lived far on an island, so
this is Rick Ross, right?
Yes,
famous
yeah,
rapper.
I went to visit him.
Okay.
And on the way back, he was around 5 o'clock. So I'm on my way back. I get pulled over around 5 o'clock, and the cop goes, "Yo, where you going?" I told him where I'm going. He's like, "Yo, that's kind of far. You know, it's about to get dark. You know, it's illegal to drive at night." I'm like, "Well, can you hurry up and give me my ticket so I can go?" You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
yep.
You know, I finally get to go. So I'm going, and it got dark quick. So there's a part where the channel splits, and I went, and, you know, I was not familiar with this area because it was the first time I ever drove my jet ski around that time, and I went the wrong way, and it was dark, so I started Snapchatting because I had the flash, but I was Snapchatting also to keep my sense of humor and my spirits up, and also to send messages, subliminal messages to, like, my queen, God forbid, you know what I'm saying, they know I'm out here. You know, and it's dark, somebody come get me. You know what I'm saying?
You did start saying, like, come get me if you don't.
Right, because my battery was about to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to do it that way.
So this was not funny snapping. This was desperate snapping at this
point. This was being real, but trying to be cool at the same time, meaning as in not look like I was panicking. And I didn't panic, but was I worried? Absolutely. So, boom, I find the right way. I make it. I start seeing little lights. And I started seeing the familiar situation, and I make it back. And I was worried because the gas situation was on low, too. So I make it back, boom, boom. So now, the reason why I was telling you about having the baby and me being home for like 2 months straight, because before the jet skiing of that incident, I was snapping, and I just learned to Snapchat. And, you know, people would hit me up, like Ed Sheeran. You know Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran, the musician?
Yes.
Yeah.
He hit me up one day, man, I love what you doing, man, with your flowers and your lion. Like, you know, I was like, really? I said, man, that's something I do all the time. And I'm really just learning Snapchat. So people kept hitting me like, yo, I love this cat. Oh, my God, I love what you're doing. And I'm like, do remind me, I'm still home. So
does it ever get too much? Like, I mean, you seem to always be on social media. Do you ever just want to shut it down for a day?
Well, at that time, I didn't know really how powerful everybody was watching. I didn't know what people were following me. I didn't even know how to follow people on Snap. I was just learning it. So, boom, my phone breaks. I go to the Apple store. So now I actually leave my house. So now I leave my house. I jump in my car.
Yep.
I go to the Apple store. I get my phone fixed. I snap while I'm inside the store.
And you're noticing that people are actually obsessed with even the minute details of your life.
Yeah, because they always loved me, meaning as in they, you know, they always show me love and love my music and... But it was just a different.
Yeah.
And then I realized
fan love is
that,
one of your keys. We
yeah, and
say.
Then I realized there's like 5,000 to 10,000 people in the store now.
they rushed there when they knew that you had
yes,
gotten there.
Yes, and I was like, is Justin Bieber in here? Is the Beatles in here? Like, they were screaming, you know, all my quotes and my music, and it was a love that was unbelievable.
But do you have quiet time ever with your fiance, your son, like away from the device?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Not everything's for the device. If you notice, I only put out good energy, or if I want to bring my fans into my world and inspire them. You know what I mean?
I want to ask you one more question about one of your snapping sessions. I guess you tried to Snapchat in the White House. Is that right?
Yeah.
It sounds like someone pretty famous shut you down.
Well, you know, I went to the White House 2 times. The first time was a meeting with the big man, my president, Obama, our president. And, you know, immediately you got to put the phones up. You know, I was like, man, you know, I got to, you know, my fans expect me to snap.
We really like Mr. President. You got to understand. You got to make an exception here. I'm a snapper. Like this is.
I mean, they're going to see a picture of me and you, and they're going to be like, Khaled didn't snap Obama? Are you tripping? You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to let them down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know the White House policies, you know, no phones and stuff like that, so I had to respect it, you know what I mean? So
the president did not make an exception for you?
Nah, you know, we got to follow the rules, you know what I'm saying? That's the key of the White House, you know?
Uh-huh. And so you were not able to snap?
No, I couldn't snap at that moment. No.
Well, Khaled, this has been a lot of fun, and congratulations on the birth of your son.
Thank you so much. Bless up.
Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org or wherever you get your podcasts.